What up, world? It's your boy, West Coast Real. Let me first start off this podcast by saying RIP to Nipsey Hussle. One of my favorite rappers in the industry. One of the realest niggas ever. It's a fucking shame that, you know, you can't even try to help your own community without getting killed. But that's just the world we live in right now. Ain't nothing I can say. The only thing I will say is that the only way I'll accept his death is if it actually changes this community for good. As far as like having the Bloods and the Crips get along, I know that's a fucking long shot, but hey, let's hope. Or at least just, you know, stop the fucking violence, you know, between, you know, those that got and those that don't. You know, I don't see the point in killing somebody just because they said no to you. You know, they told you, you know, you can't come around here no more. I just don't understand the thought process of, oh, that man dissed me, I have to kill him. That's the type of nigga shit that I think should die, period. That shit should not be out here at all. We gotta stop that bullshit. We gotta stop hating on each other. Stop looking at each other as an enemy. Or just for no reason, man. Y'all niggas just need to, come together, man. For real, man. Fuck all this hating shit, man. Everybody can eat out here, man. It ain't got to be like, you know, I'ma kill him just cuz. Just cuz he got it. Just cuz God chose him to fucking make it and not me. Then you mad at God, but hell, shit, don't be mad at the man, hell. You can be mad at the man upstairs, I'm pretty sure he can handle it, but hell, that don't mean you gotta fucking kill the man he chose. Like, damn, the fuck, like, hell, it might be your turn next, but niggas ain't got enough patience for that, and that's the fucked up part about it. But on that note, man, RIP to Nipsey Hussle, man, for real. You know, you'll never be forgotten over here. Know, rough comedy all day, you'll never be forgotten, you know. When I get to LA, you know, I gotta go to the Marathon store, you know, purchase a whole lot of gear, you know, just make sure we keep this thing going. Like Lauren London said, you know, the marathon continues, you know, and in life, like he said, man, it's a marathon, this ain't no sprint. So just like this podcast, you know, we're gonna start off with 2 listeners and end up with 20,000, you know, it's all about, you know, all about positive thinking, you know. Speak it out loud. Hell, it'll happen eventually. That's just the way this shit works, man. But this episode, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Kodak Black, talk about Avengers Endgame, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the NFL draft, just a little bit. I'm a Detroit Lions fan, so I know I'm going to be definitely breaking down what I think the Detroit Lions should get, or what they should do in this tomorrow's draft. So y'all stay tuned, man. Hopefully I can entertain y'all for a little bit. All right, beat. What up? It's your boy West Coast Rail. Time to get started on this second topic, and that is ugly-ass Kodak Black. Now, for those that don't know, Kodak Black is a Florida rapper that, you know, sometimes can be a lyricist lightly. Let me put that lightly. You know, all lower caps, as far as lyricists. You know, but right now he's on some Tekashi 6ix9ine ignorant-ass, just don't know nothing to, you know, just not smart enough to understand what's going on. Let me give you some timeline on what Kodak has done. Now, first Kodak Black thing that happened was, you know, when he was being recorded, I think he was in a studio or something, talking about how, you know, he, you know, Lauren London about to be single, you know what I'm saying, because of, you know, unfortunate passing of Nipsey Hussle. He was talking about how, you know, he's gonna give her about a year to grieve, you know, even if she needed a shoulder to cry on, you know, he all there, you know. He basically just, you know, trying to get, he wasn't trying to get at Lauren, but it was just a disrespectful way of saying that, you know, he excited for Lauren in a way to be single. And that, you know, if she wanted him, you know, he'd be down, you know what I'm saying? So that was just some clown shit, you know, the hip hop icons were definitely not having it. And T.I. was one of them. And, you know, right, as of right now, T.I. and Kodak are, you know, trying to throw, you know, diss tracks at one another. But I say this to Kodak. You got to watch that bullshit, for real. You have definitely got to watch what the hell you are doing and, you know, how you come across, because, you know, what happened to 6ix9ine can happen to you. Like, for real, for real. Like, ain't nothing you can do about that, you know? Going at T.I. is definitely not the way to do it either, so I don't know exactly why he continues to do that. You know, you're not supposed to, you know, I can't say you're not supposed to, but going at T.I. ain't gonna make this shit no better. I tell you that much. When T.I. put them hands on you, ain't gonna, you're gonna be like, oh, wow, grown-ass man hitting me here, hitting the kid. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that shit. Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, you can't be a kid and be disrespectful, and then when shit crack off, you get mad because you just, in your mind, you just want your excuses that you're a kid. Like, that's not the way this shit works. You know what I'm saying? If it is, this that's not the world I'm trying to live in. So fuck all that. Kodak Black, you need your ass beat one good time. I'm pretty sure you'll wise up and you'll understand, all right, I ain't doing that clown shit no more. Because we know J. Cole said it in his verse, you know. So Kodak reminded him of niggas from the Ville. Wish he had more guidance, for real, you know. And I feel that, you know. Obviously, you know, the nigga ain't got no old heads around him, no male figure. He's really his own boss, and Lord knows, like, when a nigga with a lot of money, a young nigga with a lot of money from the hood, with no father figure, get it something, it's like a wrap. You can't tell them nothing no fucking more. It's like they know it all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like almost like their career have to be in shambles for them to, you know, get out the bullshit. I think Kodak can do that. I think he got the fan base to do that. I just think he needs somebody in his corner that's going to tell him, hey, no, we're not going to do that. I don't know if he'll ever listen to somebody like that, you know. As of right now, that's the vibe I'm getting from him, is that, you know, you can't tell him shit. You know, I'm rich. I got $1 million in my bank account. Well, what the fuck you going to tell me to do, you know? You know, so I just think that ultimately, Kodak's, man, this ignorance is just, it just will get him. You know, it'll get him in the end, and he won't have a music career for too long. But I don't wish that on him, because, you know, I do enjoy some of his music, not all of it. You know, only the shit I can kind of understand or comprehend, you know, I fuck with. Other than that, just Kodak just need to get his shit together. Bottom line, get your shit together, man. Stop fucking going at fucking T.I. and his family, because that ain't going to end well for you. I'm just waiting on that to crack off. And T.I. crack you in your fucking jaw. You know, you got motherfuckers from L.A. telling you can't come to L.A. Like, that shit ain't what you want, man. That's not. And it's fucked up. Like, J. Cole also said, The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. Like, damn, that nigga J. Cole be spitting facts. Shit. Like, how in the fuck Kodak, 6ix9ine, all them stupid ass niggas, you be like, oh, I wish somebody would smoke them. Don't get smoked at all. But the niggas you never thought of fucking get killed. The niggas that are important in the community are the ones that fucking die. The ones that you wish would die never fucking get touched. That shit is weird to me. Like, wow. Like, that shit is, like, just fucking fake to me. And if that's the world we live in, that's fucked up. Like, we got the power to change that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wish that we could change the way the fucking music industry works, man. Like, that's dumb. Like, I'm not here to support the ignorant shit. While fucking some dumbass go ahead and kill a very important person in the community. Like, a nigga who I would never thought would be killed like the way he was killed. You know what I'm saying? But you got niggas like Kodak just walking around freely, not being touched at all, not being G-checked, none of that. That's all the way fucked up, man. All the way fucked up. But that nigga Kodak gotta get his shit together, or my brother, you gotta get the fuck out. Peace. What up, all my West Coast Royal fans? It's now time to talk about this NFL draft coming up this Thursday. Live, and I believe it's Memphis, Tennessee, or Nashville, Tennessee. I believe it's Nashville, Tennessee is where the draft will be held at, the NFL draft. Right now, I'm not really excited about this draft. You know, it's not really, you know, I don't know. I'm not hype about it. It's no one that I'm really like, oh, this player is just going to be, you know, the next it player. All these guys basically need a little bit of grooming, but I know there's going to be one or two that's just going to flat out ball, but everybody else is just going to be in the mix, I believe. But since I'm a Detroit Lions fan, unfortunately, with the number 8 pick, who do I want to see them take? They have a couple of mock drafts out there saying that they're thinking about getting that Iowa tight end, TJ Hackerson. I hope that's not true. I think TJ is a solid tight end, but he's just going to be another Eric Ebron if we go ahead and draft him. I don't think we use tight ends as well as we need to be able to justify drafting one in the first round. So, with that being said, I think our draft pick could go a little bit differently than that. I think that they're going to try to go back. I think they're going to trade back and grab more picks. And I want them to go ahead and draft DK Metcalf. I want them to draft a wide receiver in the first round. But I want them to get value and a pretty good wide receiver. A Megatron type, but I say a Julio Jones type build that Detroit needs. Detroit needs a number one wide receiver. We have Marvin Jones Jr. and Kenny Galladay. Now we also signed Danny Amendola from the Miami Dolphins as a slot wide receiver. I think that's going to work out pretty good, but other than those three, they still need another guy. And DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss would definitely fill that position. Now, his only weakness that I see is his route running ability, which, you know, we got to go. You know, I know we need to take him to Jerry Rice School or something to get his footwork right. But everything else, his hunger, his ball hawking skills, his ability to leap and grab balls out of the sky, the big play ability that the Detroit Lions just don't have right now, that is what they need. That is how you go get that. Now, DK Metcalf is scheduled to go between 10 and 20. So, with that being said, you have the ability to go back and still get a great player that you know, can develop, put him in that Megatron role, a Julio Jones type build, speed, all that athleticism, put it out there. You still got a pretty good, decent running game. You improved your running game from last year. So why not build on that? Let's go get a wide receiver. If not, if you want to go defensive route, you got Flowers. You signed Flowers from the New England Patriots. So I like that move a lot. Why not go ahead and draft a defensive end for the opposite side? And, you know, let's just build on that pass rush some more. Trey Flowers is his name. But I think that I still want DK Metcalf. That's going to be my pick for the first round. Second round on back, really not something I care about. If we can get another corner, something that'll help. I just want to see the people who, in my opinion, each team, if you're drafting a player one, first round, second round, and third round, every player in those one to three rounds needs to be able to potentially start. The rest of them are all project players that you know you have to work with and, you know, got to put them in the weight room, got to do certain things with. But those first three rounds are players that you potentially see starting within a year or two, for sure. There is no holding that back in my mind. You better be, if you drafting in those first three rounds, you better make sure of who you're getting. There is no mistakes that need to be made in the draft. It's all about fit. I don't like the Detroit Lions. I look at this like this. Detroit was the best when they had Ndamukong Suh, because Ndamukong Suh, in my mind, represented Detroit. Hard, gritty, dirty, just fight you for everything. It don't matter. Like, just hard-nosed, blue, you know, just hard-hat type environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, Detroit is not a paradise, man. It's real hard. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted a team that reflect the city. I always liked for, like, the Bad Boy Pistons. They reflected the city. You know, and they fought all the time. They was mean. It was just tough. They just didn't give a fuck. Like, that's what I want out of my football team. Exactly. I want the Bad Boys to come over to the Lions for some odd reason. Like, I just want to see. I wish that we would go after the motherfuckers who've been in trouble with the law and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I wish we had them type of players, just because I know that they, you know, they'll fuck around and, you know, I don't want anybody to get in trouble with the NFL and be suspended. But at the same time, I want my defensive players to have a little bit of a problem. Like, I want you to damn near be, you know, a play away from the penitentiary. Like, I want you, you know what I'm saying? I want your mindset to be like, oh, fuck this, nigga. Like, it's time for a nigga to die on this field. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, kind of crazy, kind of a lunatic. You know, it is what it is, but hell, you got to do that to be on defense, in my opinion, because you're going to hit people all the time. You know, different on offense with people trying to hit you. You got to try to avoid people from hitting you, but on defense, you got to go hit people. So you got to have a little bit of a screw loose. You know, I'm used to that. I'm used to being on defense, so, you know, I got to screw loose for sure. You know, you got to have it if you want to be a good defender. But just for the Detroit Lions, just I want, if you go on defense, make sure you go get some people with some attitude. Go get a cornerback that, you know, then slap a few motherfuckers. No, I'm just playing. Don't do none of that shit. Don't condone no slapping. Don't condone none of that. I just want some people with a little bit of attitude problem. That's all I want. Don't want you to be doing no crazy shit that's going to really get you kicked out of the league forever. But, you know, a little tussle, a little wrestling with the police officer. That's all, you know, that's all warranted. I want that. Give me all that. So, I'll be looking at the draft. I think I'm going to be downtown Las Vegas, going to the downtown event center to go and watch the draft, watch a little bit of the draft for what I can. But tomorrow, I'll, you know, give y'all an update on what's going on. And tomorrow I'll come out with a different, you know, subject. I'm going to talk a little bit about R. Kelly with my next episode. A little bit of this R. Kelly thing. I'm going to give y'all a devil's advocate type scenario to see what y'all would think about some shit. You know, I had some shit on my mind, and I definitely want to express my thoughts on that whole situation. And I want to hear some other stuff. I want to see what, I want to kick some positivity out there with my next episode. So, stay tuned. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get some laughter going. We're going to smile. We're going to stay positive. We ain't gonna let none of this negative energy get to us. You know, God is good. Believe in God and everything will happen for you. I promise you. You know, keep that faith. You know, keep your head held high. You know, because, you know, bad as you think you got it, somebody else across the country, across the world got it way worse than you. You know, so always stay positive and always know that there's, you know, for every down, there's always an up. All right, so until next episode, y'all stay blessed. You know, I pray for you. You know, pray for your well-being. Everybody have a good day and have a good night. And stay safe. I'm your boy, West Coast Rap. Peace.